Hi, I'm Cyril Moshko, and you're listening to the Russian Jazz Podcast, which I'm recording here in Moscow, Russia. The history of Russian jazz dates as far back as 1922. The archives keep the newspapers that say that the first Moscow jazz band, led by the dancer and poet Valentin Parnakh, played a concert at the Moscow Theater School on October 1, 1922. The only problem is that we have no recordings of early Soviet jazz. The earliest records that could be attributed as jazz music were made in 1937-1938. Among those recordings, the most interesting were made by the big band led by the piano player called Alexander Tsfasman. Tsfasman was born on December 14, 1906, in a small southern Russian town of Alexandrovsk, now Zaporizhia, Ukraine, to a barber's family. He studied violin and piano privately until he was 12, when he entered the piano class at the Nizhny Novgorod Music College and moved to Moscow Conservatory of Music in 1924, when he was 17. He was already interested in jazz by that time and wrote dance tunes with more than a hint of jazz. By 1926, he had his own band, the first jazz band ever to perform live on the government-owned Moscow radio the next year. But it was only in 1937 when Tsfasman's big band made its first studio recordings. They recorded a dozen sides, which were selling millions of copies, and if only the Soviet Union allowed popularity charts, many Alexander Tsfasman's recordings definitely were top 10. Surprisingly, Alexander Tsfasman, being quite busy as the director of the Soviet Radio Committee Jazz Band, never left his parallel career, that of a classical piano player, and as such, performed extensively in Moscow's best concert halls. He was the first Soviet piano player to perform George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue in public in 1946. It was Tsfasman who was chosen by the great classical composer Dmitri Shostakovich to perform his new piano concerto in 1951. But it was jazz music that made Tsfasman widely popular in the country. Dozens of popular tunes were written by Tsfasman and performed by his band since 1930 until the very 1960s. Alexander Tsfasman passed away in February 1971, but people still remember his songs, like Failed Date or Tired Son. We are listening to one of the Alexander Tsfasman's first recordings, made in 1937, one of his most important jazz tunes, a manifesto of a certain sort. This tune is called Sounds of Jazz. Thank you. This was the Russian Jazz Podcast. My name is Cyril Moskow. Talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.